JW would never talk about this, but we don't care. We're going to tell it all until Bob tells us not to. But we are having to be having regard because there's a lot of shit going down that we can't undo. So we do understand just because we got a whole lot of shit to say don't mean it needs saying. Just because you can do something doesn't necessarily mean it's a good idea to do it. Okay. JW had meetings. Da-da-da. Run, kick, whatever. Looking dizzy, we suppose. So then he had to go to a dinner meeting with someone he had to meet to press the flesh. Hey, how are you? La-di-da-di-da-di. So we do that. Okay. Supper meeting. No big deal. Leave. JW goes out. They get around. He goes and he gets in the car. He goes, wait a minute. He cranks the car and then the car is gone. He's standing in the parking lot. He says, okay. Now, did he flip the fuck out? Nope. Did he call AAA or call somebody or say send somebody to get me? He didn't do any of that. He turned right around and he thought, well, this is interesting. And he went right back into the restaurant. He goes, wait a minute. I know what's wrong with this. That's why Bob washes his fucked up hands 9,277 times a day. He has to clear. And so JW went straight back through the restaurant, straight back to the bathroom, just went inside the bathroom and washed his hands just like Bob does. You know where you put the dam up and the soap's going over the top and it's the biggest mess you've ever seen in your life. Oh my God. And then you can't touch anything. You can't turn the knobs. You can't touch the knobs because they're dirty and then you'll be dirty again. Washed it just like Bob does. But didn't leave the water running because he normally will just leave the water running. It just depends on how bad the wash was. You see, you gotta see how well he's working with you. It's like who cleans the cleaner? Who cleans the cleaner? Then JW did that. He went out. He thought, well, okay, I don't know what to do now. So he said, well, let's just go see. Well, goes right back outside, goes right down to the sidewalk, goes right down into the parking, and there's the car. Poof. He thought, is this going to be Groundhog's Day? Are we going to do this and do this and do this for about 1,000,000 years? Is this our new love found purgatory that we're going to find and lose the car every time we turn around? You see. So, thanks the car. Everything's good. Boom. Next place. He wasn't even late. It worked itself out because he did not gauge his reality based on what he was experiencing. And you go, wait a second. Ion, do you hear what you just said? I have to gauge my sanity on what I don't see. Seems a little psychopathic there, doesn't it? But you cannot limit your reality based on what you see. Because it's a lie. You heard that?
Yes, and that brings up a question I have.
Perfect. No, wait, before you ask that question, look what that just finished on the Jenny Bell conversation. That just set the very thing that Jenny Bell was asking about, the marriage supper of the Lamb, and how that retrieval, bringing yourself back to God, applies. And then all you have to do is apply the whole armor of God and follow the marriage supper of the Lamb. And you better find out what the goddamn vile judgments are, because you're fixing to feel the rest of them. Just saying.